WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Two new immigration policies aimed at creating a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants already here in the U.S. President Biden announcing one would streamline visas for Dreamers brought to the U.S. as children unlawfully and now adults. The other keeps undocumented immigrants married to Americans from being deported.
I want those who've been educated at U.S. college and universities to put their skills and knowledge to work for here in America. I want to keep building the strongest economy in the world with the best workforce in the world.
The president says he's taking the action due to Congress's failure to pass legislation to address immigration reform. The Senate is expected to take up a procedural vote on a bill to reimpose a ban on bump stocks. It follows the Supreme Court's decision last week to invalidate the Trump-era ban. New York Supreme Court declining to take up a challenge by Donald Trump to lift the limited gag order imposed by a judge in the hush money trial. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A Beaver Dam man was arrested in Columbia County after an alleged OWI crash that led deputies to finding fentanyl in his car. A caller reported to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office that a 53-year-old had crashed into a tree Monday afternoon on Highway 146 in the town of Fountain Prairie. When the call was made, it was reported that the driver was slumped over his wheel and not moving. When deputies arrived on the scene, the man was unconscious and semi-alert. The man was suspected to be intoxicated. Canine Rico was brought to sniff the car. As a result, deputies allegedly found fentanyl inside the car. The sheriff's office says the man was arrested on a fourth offense, OWI, being armed while intoxicated and possessing Schedule 1 and 2 drugs, as well as carrying a concealed weapon. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows only in the low 70s. Storms possible late. A mixture of sunshine and clouds tomorrow with a few showers and thunderstorms around. Highs upper 70s. and still a few storms Thursday, high mid-70s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 88 right now. 99.7
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, for the 18th time, and that is an NBA record, the Boston Celtics are NBA champs, defeating the Dallas Mavericks last night, 106-88, and picking up the fourth win of the series. That's what it takes, best of seven, right? So congratulations to the Boston Celtics for that 18th, for crying out loud, NBA victory, NBA title.
99.7 Max FM.
Oh!
David Bowie is on 99.7 Max FM with Jay in the afternoon, working on through the 4 o'clock hour. Going to get a look at sports coming up in just a moment. And the longest hour of the workday is underway. We're going to help pass the time. We'll get you to punch out time momentarily. Here's Mr. Mister on 99.7 Max FM.
Baby, don't understand why we can't just talk. To each other's hands. This time might be the last, I fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you so.
Max FM Sports.
The crew looking to right last night's wrongs. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. It's the Brewers and the Angels again tonight in Anaheim. Milwaukee trying to put last night's miscues behind them in Game 2 of the series. The crew had their chances, especially on offense, but manager Pat Murphy isn't worried about it.
We're going to come through again in those spots. You can mark it down. It's part of it. We've got young players. We've got all big league players get a chance to go up and down a little bit, and their execution wavers from here to there. And hitting is really hard.
Your pitching matchup tonight, Tobias Myers against Griffin Canning. Game time is set.